It's KBIA Thinking Out Loud and the Thinking Out Loud podcast. The Odyssey Chamber Music season is just about to wrap up with Kids at Heart coming up this Saturday at 3 o'clock over at the beautiful First Baptist Church of Columbia. And Ayako Saruta is with us, and there's a certain harmony in the universe, pardon the pun. We are just restarting this program after it had been away for a couple of years, and I'm looking at your website and seeing that it's the 19th season and thinking, I had you in on this show talking about your first season, and here we are with season 19.
Go all the way back to the first Plowman, actually, so that's season two or something like that.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
But Kids at Heart is something, and we had Wilbur Lynn, the new director of Missouri Symphony, on last week on the show, and we talked about the idea of getting kids plugged in with classical music, and that's what this show's all about, right?
Well, it became that. It's a funny, very funny thing, because Kids at Heart initially started because we adults wanted to play some kids' music like Carnival of the Animals.
Oh, cool.
But then my students showed interest in performing the Carnival of the Animals, and come to think of it, I was about age 14 when I was first introduced to the piece myself, and I know the importance of this music, and if the kids can do it, then why not? And I really like the idea of integrating the children with the adults, the instructors, and just kind of mingle, because music, you know, it doesn't discriminate, right?
Right.
It's just everybody just gets to enjoy. So this concert is very special. We've been doing this for several years now. We alternate every year with Carnival of the Animals and another theme. This year's theme is the joy of ensembles. It's mostly piano ensembles. We do have one violin and piano set. It's a shorter program of younger kids, and these are all students from the Columbia Music School or private studios of the Mid-Missouri Area Music Teachers Association, and we all get together and play whatever that we want to do. So we can hear a variety of music from Star Wars to Carmen to Flight of the Bumblebees, and it's just all a lot of fun.
And again, it's happening Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock.
Saturday
afternoon, thank you. And again, it's happening Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock at First Baptist Church. I love getting people who are involved in education in to brag on their students a little bit. Tell me about some of the young people who are going to be participating in this.
So some of my students will be performing, and that's actually the two pianos, the Carmen. And actually, there are a score of others, too. But I'd like to also draw attention to some of brilliant students by Kerry Conklin, who's also participating in this performance, as well as Nancy Clark and her daughters. So we have a variety of people going up on stage, and a lot of difference in heights, too.
Like you and I, kind of, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a great deal of fun. And it's something that we obviously would talk about a lot, the fact that that each of us at some point discovered music and fell in love with it, and now we're seeing younger people have that same experience, and it's great to watch.
That's right. And I think one of the things that I love about this particular program is that because we work with the ensembles throughout the year, we basically pit two people with one another on one keyboard. They have to learn to share the keyboard. They have to learn to get along with one another. So we've had cases where best friends would be put together on a keyboard, and one is more advanced than the other, and they will just, you know, encourage each other, and you'll be very surprised with the result.
Oh, that sounds terrific. The only time I ever tried to do that was with my little brother, and I think we ended up on the floor before it was finished.
Yeah, siblings is a little hard sometimes.
It can be, for sure. It can be. Yeah. A good Saturday, 3 o'clock, Kids at Heart. It's part of the Odyssey Chamber Music Series, and because the show, this program has just kind of gotten restarted. We haven't had you in earlier, but talk about just kind of how the season is going. You guys had a terrific program, I saw, and you played one of my favorite pieces, The Dumb Key, so...
Oh, yes, that's right. So Odyssey, the season 19 was really fantastic, thanks to everybody's support that we've had through the pandemic. We're thriving, continuing to be sponsored by the First Baptist Church, and we're very, very grateful for the community support.
And I love that space for music.
Yes.
It's a really beautiful space, but it also sounds great.
Acoustically, it's really ideal for chamber music. And especially during the pandemic, it was nice because we were able to spread apart.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and so the space really worked for us even during the pandemic. or getting out of the pandemic, rather, because we were online for the whole season and a half, and it was a very gradual process. We even had to cancel Plowman.
That's right,
2021. So, but, you know, we were able to bring back Plowman this year, and we were able to have a full season with full audiences, and I believe we're pretty much back to the pre-pandemic level. So
terrific.
We're very excited for the season 20. We have jam-packed schedule.
I was just going to ask about that because, you know, we were talking about the fact that that life got busy again all of a sudden after being not quite so much during the pandemic. But now you get to just go home and put your feet up till September, right?
No.
Didn't.
I wish.
That was sarcasm, folks, just in case you missed it. But do just take a second and talk about what you've got planned for the next season.
Because pretty much something every month starting from August.
Oh, fantastic.
Through June 2024 this year.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's something for everybody. And I know that's a kind of a catchy phrase, but I really truly mean this next coming season. Because it's season 20, we wanted to pull all stops. And it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And we'll be starting to sell season passports early on before August this year. At least that's the plan. And you'll see guest artists, lots of local musicians, and I think the whole thing. So,
and you can get those tickets ordered when they do come out and learn about the upcoming season, or get tickets for this Saturday show if you like.
Actually, the Saturday show is free.
Because, the Saturday show is free. Don't get tickets for the Saturday show.
Yes, you can just actually show up. And I should also mention that at 2 o'clock, we'll be doing Instrumental Petting Zoo.
Yeah, tell me about that. The Instrumental Petting Zoo sounds like fun. This is just a chance for the little ones to get in there and see how a tuba works and all
that's
that, right?
You don't even have to wait till fifth grade to try out your instruments. You can actually just go there and try the actual instruments that's been generally sponsored by the Higday Mozart Trust.
Oh,
this
great.
Is arranged through University of Missouri. So we have all these instruments coming in. We have flutes, guitars, and I think you'll really be fascinated by just how intrigued your children will be in trying these instruments.
I still remember. I must have been second or third grade, and they did a deal like this with the Oklahoma City Philharmonic, and I got to bang on a kettle drum for a second. I just remember the feeling of power when you get to do stuff like that. So this is terrific, and if folks have kids, again, there's no tickets, there's no charge. Just come on out. But if you want to see more of what's going on as we get closer to the summertime, odysseymissouri.org is the website. And Ayako Saruta has been our guest. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
It's great to see you again, Darren. Thank you.